Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
26-year-old man broke into Taylor Swift's Rhode Island mansion, and when the cops got him, he wasn't wearing any shoes. So they asked him, why aren't you wearing shoes?
Right.
And he says that he was always taught that when he was entering someone's home to be polite, he should take off his shoes.
Do you imagine that there is a lot of carpeting in Taylor Swift's house? Because I imagine Taylor Swift has some
tile.
Allergies.
Straight tile.
Right. I think it's like tile and it's like woodwork, that type of stuff. I mean, it's an old mansion, so you'd imagine like wood floors. But the carpets that are in there, are they white? Is there
definitely.
A room with white carpet?
Oh, 100%.
When you don't have to worry about stains, when you're like, you know, wealthy or you're a celebrity or whatever, you don't have to worry about stains. If somebody spills red wine, you get a new room full of carpet the next day.
Start at 99.9. I'm Anna. That's
back to
Raven.
Hollywood, they call a carpet guy.
Do you take off shoes, Raven, when you go to someone's home?
So, I mean, I'm ready to. It's not like I'm ever wearing socks that have holes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a grown up.
Right.
Pay taxes and have money and all that stuff. So, you know, if I get a hole in my sock, I throw it in the trash.
All right.
Right. See, he's 22. He's still on the cusp.
This guy's got sock money. I don't know what's going on here.
Sock money.
I got mad sock money, man. But, so, I mean, it's a good investment. If you've ever been the guy with a hole in his big toe at a party, like, you'll get socks.
I think it's two different separate things. If you're just stopping by your friend's house or whatever, you maybe probably kick off your shoes. But if you're having a party, I went to this party.
Right.
And it was a kid's party at somebody's home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I didn't know the parents very well.
You can't have kids with no shoes.
But the parents. So I walk in, and the father says to me, do you mind removing your shoes?
What?
And I broke a cold sweat because I had just
had
bought
holes.
These boots. No.
Yeah. You didn't have sock money?
No,
were sweaty boot feet?
No. I have big calves, so I have a hard time buying boots. Because if you have big calves, you know my struggle. Like, sometimes I go to Lord & Taylor's and I have to bring a friend or my husband to try on boots so they can pull them off once I get them on.
So these are taller boots.
They're
not like ankle boots.
No, tall.
So you're saying
boots.
A suction, a lack of oxygen in space in between your calves and the tops of the boots.
It's already taken me 15 minutes this morning to get these boots on over my calves.
So you can't get the boots off.
So now, this is a commitment.
Yeah, so I'm in this foyer and he's like, do you mind taking off your shoes? And I'm like, oh my God. So Danielle, my best friend, was with me because we were dropping off our girls.
She gives you a wink.
She knows all about my calves.
Right.
So she's like, what are you going to do? I go, we got to take them off. So I sit on the stairs because they had a center hall
colonial.
And
she's got a yank.
And we waited for the parents to go around the corner, and she pulled off my shoes, and she flies it to the wall. Because it was
Oh my God.
Butt through the drywall.
Right.
Now you got to roll a mirror over in front of that part of the wall.
Guys, you got them off.
The wife, the mom of the kid, she peeks her head in, and she has an English accent.
Is everybody
accent.
All right?
You know, she has an English. She's like, is everybody all right? You know, she says in her English accent.
Right. Cheerio.
Right. And I'm like, no, we're cool. We're cool here. We're
Cheerio,
cool.
Are you all right?
So now I go through the party, and, you know, my socks are cool. Because I got sock money too.
Good. I'm glad we're together on that.
But now I got to put my shoes back on to get out.
No. You just limped down the sidewalk.
No,
you
I
get
didn't.
One on and it's been 20 minutes.
I just didn't zipper them up all the way. I only zipper it to like the part of my calf where it gets really fat, and then I just let it go. It's a lot of pressure when people tell you to take off their shoes.
I mean,
especially
if you're on a time limit.
Yeah.
Wow. I have a thing because my wife runs a boutique in the house. I don't let people take off the shoes because you got socks, then we got hardwood stairs. You come down the stairs.
Oh, you fall.
You tumble. Yeah. I may have to hit you with a shovel.
That's a liability.
I may have to bury you in the backyard. You know what I mean? If you take a tumble down the stairs, I may have to just whack you one, and then I'm just going to bury you concisely, quickly
never
in the back.
Saw her.
Discreetly.
Didn't know where she was.
But it was nice of the stalker to take off his shoes as he entered the house. Like, if it's the summer and it's flip-flop season, like, that's fine. But if you got boots on and you see someone come in your house with boots, like, think about my calves.
Yeah.
Think about how hard it is.
A guy walked in, he saw the white carpet. He says, I got sock money. I ain't got no carpet money. I'll respect that.